Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Hey, welcome back to the News Hour. Thanks for being with us. By the way, you want to reach out to us on Twitter? That's easy to do. All you have to do is go at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. With us in studio is our friend Lance Hansen from REMAX Real Estate Concepts, and he brought somebody that's a lot prettier than he is anyway. He brought with him his daughter-in-law, Michelle Hansen, and she is a new real estate agent, relatively new, and we're going to talk about that experience. But first, well, welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Everything okay?
All good.
All good.
This is a great experience.
Of course, yeah.
My voice isn't as good as yours, but I'll do my best.
You'll do just fine. Now, you want to know who's got a voice is your father-in-law.
I hear it daily.
Daily?
Yeah. It's a good voice.
Yeah. Hi, Lance.
Hey, how are you, Michael?
I'm doing well.
Good.
You doing?
Good. All right, this is also my partner.
I know, yeah. This is kind of a big deal for you. I remember when you came in, you said, hey, guess what I did? I added a partner. I said,
yes.
What? Who? What? It's my daughter-in-law. Very mm-hmm. cool. Good choice.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I think so.
Before we get into Michelle's story, let's turn to you for just a moment, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that we are not very far off where we were a month ago when it comes to inventory, when it comes to home prices, when it comes to sales, when it comes to time on the market, all of those types of things. Would I be?
No, we're still in a fairly strong buyer's market. Especially between the 150 and 250 range. We're still down in that area. We're also seeing price increases. We're seeing different kinds of negotiation tactics to get offers accepted. Just lots of things are coming out of the woodwork to try to make this work.
Yeah. Yeah, do lots of people find themselves in between? In other words, you know, they've got their house for sale and they look at another house, but things are moving so fast that they can't make the offer. And if it's a contingency offer, are they getting stuck?
Well, it gets really hard because, you know, people have to have their house sold.
Sure.
And then they're nervous because they don't want to put their house on the market until they find the one they like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's likely that somebody else is going to like that house too, that doesn't have to sell a house. And so it's a real, you really got to get people informed of how the system works and what you can do. And the fact that as real estate agents, we take very seriously protecting them and making sure they don't get into, you know, you bought a house, but you can't sell yours, and so you're going to own two. And, you know, we have language and clauses and things to make sure that people are protected in the process. And so it works fine.
But it is a good time to be a real estate agent.
It is a good time.
It
yes,
is.
Yes.
Much different than what it had been in the past.
Yes. I've seen my peaks and valleys, yes.
And that's when we turn our attention to your daughter-in-law, Michelle Hansen. Michelle, welcome once again to the News Hour. So how long have you been doing this?
It's been about a year and a month.
Yeah. Well, so what do you think? Is this something you really want to do, or is this kind of a stopgap measure before that big job as a waitress comes in?
You know what? I've done the waitress, so we've got a bucket list. That's done. No, this is my forever job.
And very nice.
I had jumped around in different companies locally and different positions and capacities. And this is probably the biggest challenge of them all, but this is what I'll do.
Is it fast-paced enough for you? You look to me as though that you like to go, go, go.
It is.
Yeah.
It is and then some. Mm-hmm. Only because I take servicing our clients probably to the extreme. I take it to heart. Mm-hmm. And so you could work 24 hours a day. You can always work 24 hours a day in corporate America too, but you've also got clients on the line here, and it's just to a different degree than it was.
You know, when we talk to old hats like Lance here, who's been around for a long time in this field, and then turn our attention to someone that's relatively new, a year and a mm-hmm. month or so, I would expect that those expectations of success and all of those things are different with some time. But at the same time, you seem to be pretty energized by all this. Why did you get into this business in the first place?
That's a great question. I have, before I met my husband, I was buying and selling houses on my own. scary and yeah. probably something I shouldn't have been doing, but was also a landlord at a young age. And so marrying Josh and then having Lance as a father-in-law has been a blessing. That has been able to enable me to, when I want to drive around and look at houses with the kids also find enjoyment in that too. So
why not?
We're actually leaving. Yeah, it's a fun thing. I'll grab some popcorn. We'll go look at houses.
Go look at houses. Now, do you knock on the door and say, hey, you want to sell this place?
I have not used that yet.
Not yet. Yet.
I've done that.
You've done that.
Back in the day.
Is that right?
Hey,
you want to sell this place?
Uh-huh.
With regard to doing this, and I know you said that the best thing about this is helping your clients find their dreams. And that's really a cool thing to be able to say. I always thought I'd like to get into real estate because I'm nosy and I want to see how other people decorate their homes. You know, why not? I just kind of like that. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of stuff that you have to know to be an agent. And there are part-time agents and there are folks that work it full-time. What's been – and I suspect you work this full-time?
I do work this full-time. And we talked about, you know, is it best to transition? Or for me, it was best full-time to jump right in because it is a full-time position. If I'm going to be part of a team, I need to give 110%. So that has been the best transition for me. And the amount of knowledge that I want to know, it can be overwhelming. And so obviously I leverage Lance's expertise, but you also have to be a go-getter and want to, you know, I don't ever want to use the, hey, I've been in business 1 year. Actually, I've done a number of transactions in my first year and then carry myself with that confidence and expertise that the clients see.
How many listings do you carry? And this is one of those insider questions because I'm always interested in what drives success in the real estate market. Roughly how many listings are you holding on to at any one given day?
I'd say up to 10. Listings is where we're at right now.
You can't hold on to them right now.
Well, not right now, yeah. I mean, they're right. Out the door, right?
Getting them is the thing. Holding on is,
The reason I ask that is our good friend Rob Spearman told me years ago that if you are a real estate agent and you can hold or get 4 to 5 listings a month, you'll be successful.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was a relatively low number. Mm. But apparently not, because there are a bunch of real estate agents out there. But I suspect if you're working it on a full-time basis versus a part-time basis, you can carry 10.
Up to 10. Yeah. I mean, that is. But there's two of us, and then we're working on, you know, building our business in different ways. Lance had his existing business, and then I'm using my business skill set to take us to different levels.
Sure. Well, what does she know that you don't know, Lance?
A lot.
It's a smart lot. Move.
She knows how to work. I mean, work hard. You know, just focus. I've never had that detail focus. I'm always like, you know, focused on clients and making sure they're taken care of and, you know, that kind of thing. But there's so much of this back end and things that can be done and follow-ups and that hasn't been ever been my strong suit.
Yeah, so now you got somebody in the office that does that kind of stuff.
It's a good idea. She makes sure it's done.
There you go. When we talk about real estate as a whole, there are lots of folks that have, over the past several years, turned to for sale by owner. They're going to do all of this on their own. I suspect that you guys take a dim view of that, but are there a lot of issues that come up in buying and selling real estate that maybe you ought to think about before you go it alone?
Well, there's a lot of laws. There's a lot of disclosure laws, and there's a lot of little pitfalls out there, and it's like in the operating room,
right?
The nurse can probably do those surgeries, the minor ones, you know, the ones you do. The nurse can do those,
and it can go smoothly,
and it can go smoothly. Everything would be wonderful,
but
the doctor knows what to do if it doesn't. And certainly not comparing us to that profession, that level, but we know what to do when it doesn't go smoothly.
Well, I think that, you know, you're kind of short changing yourself just a little bit, because every profession, I don't care what that profession is, has capabilities that another doesn't. I mean, for example, I'm in the advertising and marketing business. Mm-hmm. My biggest competition out there are individuals who own or manage a business and think that they know advertising and marketing. It's not other advertising mm-hmm. and marketing firms. It's people that think they know marketing and advertising, and they don't know squat, mm-hmm. but they watch television, so they think they're experts.
Nice.
Yeah, we're being nice.
We're being nice.
So I'm saying that everybody brings a skill set to the table, mm-hmm. and as a profession in the real estate market, there are certain skill sets that you have that I don't have, and I don't even want to have, you know, because I don't want to take the chance.
Well, the big difference that mm-hmm. I would say is that I pride myself on knowing what's going to happen or what could happen mm-hmm. instead of waiting for it to happen.
Got it.
That's the whole difference, and that's what we bring to the table.
In this market that we're seeing right now, you said it's a seller's market.
Hmm.
Yeah, I
mean, or buyer's market.
Buyer's market.
Buyer's market.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
What makes it a buyer's market?
Well, I guess there's a lot of buyers is what I'm saying. It's a seller's market as far as control. Yes.
Right.
You're correct.
On the dollar side, I've seen deals go through here recently that they say, okay, we want $190,000, and somebody says, I'll give you $215,000, mm-hmm. and they're in a bidding war all of a sudden.
Yes.
Is that right? What is it that drives that? Is it the emotion over the house? Is it location? What is it that drives most people that say, I've got to have that house?
I would say consumers right now have a sense of, they've heard the lingo that the market is good. And so if they've got they've got 30, 45 days to find the home that they need, and this is in the set location, and it could be emotions that drive mm-hmm. that, you know what, I don't have a home for my family, or I don't know where we're going to. So that could drive it. And then all of a sudden, if another buyer wants it, well, now I want it, you know, and then you're a human being, you know,
absolutely.
All of that kicks in, all of those emotions kick in. But then we've got to be reasonable as our agents, that we've still got an inspection, we've got an appraisal to go through, you know, the normal checks and balances that protect everyone.
Are you finding that houses are appraising higher?
In most cases, we still are struggling a little bit with that, because you always do in a rising market.
Sure.
Most of the good, knowledgeable appraisers understand how it works, and they know that if they look 6 months ago and find a house, mm-hmm. they're going to have to add about 5% to that valuation to make it work.
And you know what's interesting is this is one of those markets here in the greater Des Moines metro that's that way. Mm. We're seeing land devaluations in other parts of the country, which is really odd. Some parts of Florida we're seeing it, some other parts of the country mm-hmm. that just haven't caught up, and maybe the bubble is gone by some of them, or they've overpriced what they mm-hmm. have, and here we go again in many areas. You guys, your offices are in Altoona.
Yes.
Correct.
And you're part of the RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts group, and for full disclosure, RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts has been a long-term supporter of this broadcast, and we certainly do appreciate that, and I get to see you guys tomorrow.
Yes, you are coming to speak at our breakfast, and you're going to bring your expertise and enlighten us.
I don't know. You know, I hope.
Well, that's the plan.
Read up on things tonight.
Read up on stuff?
Yes, there you go.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, you know that thing you were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
About that knowledge?
Yeah. That's the stuff you're supposed to
bring.
Yeah, I see. You know, one of the things I think that's really incredible is we've been associated with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts for literally years, mm-hmm. and how the growth pattern and trajectory for you guys has been absolutely amazing. 5 years ago, what?
We're number two.
Number two in the market.
We're number two across the board in the market.
And is that in home sales or numbers or what?
Listings sold, sales, new construction, everything.
And there's a lot of real estate companies out there.
Yes, there is. And a lot of them that have a lot more agents than we do.
How many agents roughly for Real Estate Concepts?
In the Des Moines market, we're in there at about 140 to 150.
Yeah, you see, and what's amazing is I remember when it was 40.
Yeah, right.
You know, and so, but that was in the mid-2000s, and things were a little iffy there by 2008.
Yep.
Good stuff. Michelle, congratulations. 1 year and 1 month. Go out there and get them. We'll see you tomorrow. Lance, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Thank you.
All right. They are RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. Their offices are, of course, in Altoona, but they will service you wherever you happen to be in the greater Des Moines metro. For Brandon Adams, who was in earlier talking about the Young Entrepreneurs Convention that's coming to town on the 22nd and 23rd, and for Jerry Lee, who's behind the controls tonight. Mark McDowell is with the radio group. He's the program director. Mary Sayers, liaison between us and the Des Moines radio group. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, produced, and created by James Goodlett. For all of those folks, everybody that puts this together, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.